Article 22 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights begins with the statement, "Everyone, as a member of society, has the right to social security." But, according to Isabel Ortiz, Director of Social Protection with the International Labour Organization, social security or social protection is not only a human right, it has important social and economic benefits as well.
We know that there are enormous developmental impacts in terms of human development. Children, for instance, go to school longer. Very clearly mothers at the time of delivery is very important if they have a cash transfer, because it allows for better delivery and better nutrition, which is fundamental for the child. Generally, by this type of improvements in nutrition and education, you achieve major gains in productivity when children become adults. But apart from all that, it is actually very important for economic reasons. The reality is that the current problem of the recession is limited consumption. So what happens, we're having a deflationary spiral, household income is decreasing, and people are consuming less and less. So to support household income is fundamental.
Despite this key role in sustaining aggregate demand in economies, after an initially positive response to the economic crisis, many governments have changed their approach.
These 2 years, first years, 2008-2009, actually social protection increased. But the problem came in 2010. Here, countries started to get more concerns and to prioritize a fiscal stance. And then they started processes of fiscal consolidation, which is a new term for the old term austerity or adjustment. And in that, social protection has been very affected, particularly in high-income economies who have been contracting.
And it's not only rich economies. According to Ortiz, despite some bright spots, notably in China and Ecuador, many developing countries are also scaling back.
Today, as we're speaking, 132 countries are cutting public expenditures. The majority of them are developing countries. A number of countries are actually targeting the programs. What happens is that that was the program, then instead of covering all this population, it's actually going down level and targeting only the poorest. Of course, you have to protect the poorest, but the objective is universality, is that it covers all.
And without that continued commitment to expanding social protection, the potential benefits to humanity and the chance to make Article 22 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights a reality remain at risk. Reporting for the ILO in Geneva, this is Pete Foster.